thank you, everybody, for taking the time out to listen to me once again. This is Real Talk with Tim, and I'm back with another episode. Shout out to everybody who's been showing me love on my podcast. I really appreciate that. Now, if you have Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, or iHeartRadio, please make sure you go look me up on all four platforms to keep up with the content. Also, make sure y'all go follow me on Instagram at Real Talk with Tim and Twitter at RTWT Podcast to keep up with the content as well. Now, today, guys, like I said, I'm back again with another great episode. Now, today's episode is actually an interview. I'm about to interview an up-and-coming R&B singer. I've been paying attention to this woman for quite some time now. I do believe that she has a wonderful voice, and I want to share it with you guys. And we're going to get to know her a little bit. So I want my guest to go ahead and take the floor and introduce yourself.
All right. What's up, y'all? It's your girl, Dossie. Like Bossy. I'm a boss. Okay. And I am a singer, songwriter, artist, musician, all of that good stuff. I got some music that I've released. I've been doing music for about 18 years. Background first. And then I decided to just, you know, come out and do my spiel my own self. So, yeah.
Right. And see, that's one of the first things that I noticed about you, because when I looked into your bio, it said that you used to do background for the OJs.
Yes.
And so tell me a little. See, the OJs, I ain't even gonna lie, y'all. The OJs is quite before my time, right? Mm-hmm. So, look. Tell me a little bit about that, though. What was it like singing in the background for the OJ?
Okay, so let me just say, we're probably around the same age. That was like my parents' era of music. But because I grew up listening to that type of music, you know, the OJs, Earth, Wind & Fire, all of those, it was like a surreal moment to say, hey, I used to listen to them and I'm singing for them now. But I think I was 26 when I started singing with them. So naturally I was the youngest, and so that comes with a lot of how can I say this politically, it comes with a lot of foolishness, me being the youngest. But it was a great opportunity. I've learned so many lessons, just, you know, from the industry and just seeing things from behind the scenes. I've been able to travel everywhere. It was a positive experience for the most part. I got cussed out one time by Eddie LaVert, but
oh yeah. Hey, so look, you know. And then I also saw that you shared the stage with the Isley Brothers, Chaka Khan, Brandy. Is that true?
So I didn't sing with them, but we've done shows with them and I've met them all. So we were on the same tour. So the person that did that bio, we're going to have to fix it because a lot of people get confused. But okay. I'm going to clear it up because I'm not a capper out here, okay? I've done shows with them as far as being on the same ticket because I was with the OJs, but I've never sang with them, but I did get a chance to meet them, and they're all really nice. And Brandy is my most favorite singer, so that was like a dream come true to meet her. And
What was that like when you met her? What was that like? Like,
oh my God,
how did you feel? Like,
so here's the thing: I'm not a type of person to get starstruck, but because Brandy is like my most favorite singer in the whole wide world, I was starstruck with her, and she was so sweet about it. I was like on the verge of tears, like, oh my God, like, you know, you my fave. And she was really sweet, and I got a chance to chop it with her a little bit. So it was a great experience. It was great.
Yeah. So look, tell us a little bit about, you know, your singing career. Like, when did you first catch the singing bug? Like, how old were you when you first started to like walk around singing, you know, telling yourself you wanted to be a singer, you started putting the pen to the paper, writing songs? Like, when did all of this start?
So let my mama tell it. I started to sing when I was 2. So I grew up in a church. Both my parents are ministers, and so my dad had a quartet group, and so I started singing with him when I was 5 years old. And then, so I've been doing music literally my entire life. Like, we had recordings out. And so literally this has been my whole life. So then my parents sent me to a performing arts school. So I went to the Cleveland School of the Arts, and that really just you know, made the desire for music to be times 1 million. And right. then I started professionally singing. I got my first background gig at 16. So my cousin, her name is Kanya Dawes. She's a neo soul artist. And she, you know, she's been around for a long time. So that was my very first time singing background. But I started writing like when I was in high school, when we used to do talent shows, I was the only one that performed original music because right, I'm extra right. like that. So it's been like literally my whole life. Like that's just,
yeah.
you know what it is. And my whole family sings and they're all musicians and stuff. So I really didn't have a choice for real.
And you know what? I believe you because your voice is wonderful. And I'm about to play a clip and show the people.
Okay.
Just how beautiful your voice is.
Oh, I appreciate that.
Let me go ahead and play that clip for y'all.
I hope that you're the one. If not, you are the prototype. And we'll tiptoe to the sun and do the thing. I know you lie. I think I'm in love again. Oh, I think I'm in love.
Man, y'all hear that? Listen, let me ask you a question.
Okay.
So, which qualities do you think make a great musician?
Ooh. As far as singers go?
Yes. Yes.
So what I feel like is very important is authenticity. So, you know, you have a lot of singers who try to sound like other singers. I really, really respect you when you have your own sound, tone, pitch. And I'm not going to say like ability because, you know, I'm a person that can run, but if you have good enough tone to just sing me a song straight and I'm just like, oh, your voice is amazing, I think that's more important. And placement. So placement right. and all of that good stuff.
So which one of your qualities do you think bring out the best of you in your music?
So I feel like I have my own sound. I don't feel like I sound like anybody. Now, a lot of people compare me as far as my tone to Faith Evans. But as far as me, I don't think like people that are current, I don't think I sound like anybody. And I'm just going for, you know, I'm making music because I like it. I'm not trying to stick to the trends. So I think right. that's what sets me aside. I don't feel like my music sound like nobody.
It's safe to say you've been everywhere performing, right? You've been a lot of places, right? So describe your best performance and what did you learn from that experience?
As a solo artist?
Yeah, it don't really have to be solo. Just you being on the stage, period. Like, because performance is performance regardless. So
right.
wherever, like the first place that pops up into your mind, like mm-hmm. when I ask you your best performance and the first place that you think of, what did you learn from that experience?
I'm going to have to speak solo-wise because I'm going to be honest. When you sing background, ain't nobody paying attention to you. They are literally focusing on the main act. So
right,
I'm going to have to speak on a personal note. And it was like a recent performance that I did. I opened up for Jade Nova and it was at the House of Blues here in Cleveland. And to just see people like be like, oh my God, you're amazing. And it wasn't a great performance for me in my eyes, but like people just rocking with me, it's just like, okay, I don't have to be a perfect singer. I'm a very tough critic, so if I mess up, I'm literally pissed off.
Right.
But to be able to see, you know, people be like, oh my God, you're amazing. And I know I wasn't to the best of my ability. I think that that was like eye opening for me. Like, people gonna rock with me just because they do. Now, don't get me wrong, I ain't get up there sounding crazy, but you know, I'm a perfectionist. But in the vein of just my favorite place, I know you ain't asked me that, but Amsterdam.
I think I saw that somewhere. I think I saw you say that somewhere.
Yes. If I could live there, I would. Like, it's a beautiful place.
What was it about Amsterdam, though?
So, it was... So, here's the thing. I heard, like, crazy things about Amsterdam. Like, you know, they be racist and stuff over there. But when we went for the North Sea Jazz Fest, and it was just, like, everybody treated you like family. Like, it was just really clean. Like... It was just an amazing thing. Like, there, they have, like, lights for their bikes. Like, I love bike riding. So, we went, like, on a long bike riding journey. And, like, it was weird because the bikes had their own lights. And the cars, like, had to wait, like, a stoplight. And I'm like, you don't see that here. It was just, like, just felt like family. It was a great, great place.
So you only been there one time?
I've only been there one time. I want to go back.
So look, I saw on your Instagram, right? You said you have 10,000 streams of your music, right?
Yeah, that's now, on Apple Music. I was really shocked. Spotify is even more.
Yeah. So, oh, really? How much? Yes. How many?
So I think we're about 15,000 on Spotify.
Tell me what that feels like. What did you like be honest, what's the first thing you said in your mind when you saw the number? What's the first thing you said?
I was really in disbelief, and I'm gonna tell you why. So I struggle a lot, you know, your hometown don't really support you much, and so I struggle. So I really felt like, because my hometown really don't mess with me, I've always been an underdog. Mm-hmm. You know, you have the people here that support you, but you know, they unfortunately, people in your hometown, they don't get with you until you like already make it. They ain't with you from the beginning. That's everywhere you go. So I'm not knocking my city. That's just everywhere you go. Right. So I was shocked because I'm just like, man, people ain't rocking with the song. Like, and I used to, when I first dropped it, like, used to check my numbers, and I just stopped checking them. And so when I got that notification, I was just like, oh my God, my song been streamed, or my music has been streamed 10,000 times. Like, that is crazy for me, this being my first time like releasing music. Like, I know plenty of people, they have good music out and they haven't reached that. And I'm just like, you know, it's a blessing. Like, I'm blessed.
So don't that motivate you like to like get back into the lab and just like try to put out something else to even to double that number? Like, don't that make you just be like, damn?
So here's the thing, like, we've been working this whole time because I'm releasing an album January 22nd. That's my birthday. And so
what's that? I'm an Aquarius. Okay, shout out to the Aquarius, y'all.
I ain't really into that stuff, but I just do know I'm an Aquarius.
So, shout out to the Aquarius.
Aquarius is, hey, y'all. You know, and so I'm releasing an album on my birthday. So we're continuing to work. Like, it's a nonstop thing. So when I say there's not enough hours in a day, it's really not enough hours in a day. I am burning the candles at both ends of the stick. Like,
Okay. Hey, listen. I just see me. That's why I asked you that question, because I was like, if I saw 10,000 to 15,000 plays, oh my goodness.
Oh my, I'd be
more motivated.
Listen, I cried. I'm just like, little old me, that's my saying, because like I said, I've always been an underdog. So I just be like, little old me, like, if my music is streamed that much, it's just a beautiful thing. And I'm grateful.
Right. So, are there any musicians right now, mm-hmm. or of all time, whatever, it don't matter how you answer it, who inspire mm-hmm. you, and what qualities do you admire about those musicians?
So we already talked about Brandy, you know.
Right, of course.
That's my girl. So because I have a background in background singing, I pay attention to that a lot. So if you listen to my music, you'll hear like a whole bunch of little background stuff going on. And Brandy, I learned that from Brandy. If you really listen to her music, her music is background heavy. It has like a lot of intricate stuff. And that's just something that I love because I do love singing background as well. So right. I'm going to have to say Brandy. But as far as right now, my most favorite singer right now is Jasmine Sullivan. And she is absolutely amazing. And I just love her writing style. You know, she's a beast of a singer anyway. Right. But like, I just, you know, she's great. So,
yeah. Okay, well, so who is your ideal musician to work with and why?
Jasmine Sullivan.
Not Brandy. So, I mean, I'm pretty sure Brandy one of them. We just go ahead, shout out to Brandy. But yes. You know, we already know Brandy would be the first person for that answer or whatever.
Absolutely.
But
you said
Jasmine Sullivan. Okay.
Sullivan, because you know, I feel like I could learn from her. Like, she, it's just, you know, the choices that she makes and things like that. I think she would pull more creativity out of me.
Right.
Because I'll just be like, all right, I gotta keep up with this. So let me see what I can do. You know?
Right. So look, let me ask you this. When it comes to writing your songs, right?
Mm-hmm.
What inspired, like, where, like, tell me about the creative process when you write in your, when you write in your songs.
I would just sit down and just think of stuff, because believe it or not, I've been through a whole lot of foolishness. And so a lot of the stuff I write about is real life stuff. But okay. My husband is my producer, so he'll come up with a track and he'll send it to me and I'll listen to it and I'll just write to it, or we'll just sit down and collab because he writes as well. And so we'll sit down and collab and see what we come up with. But most of the time I start off by myself. Like, I just have a notepad of stuff, just a whole bunch of stuff written down, and it's not necessarily a song. And so I'll go back to it like, oh, this will fit here, this will fit here. So right. That's how we do it.
Okay, so is it safe to say that your songs do, how, give me a percentile, right? So how likely are your songs, give me a percentile, how likely are your songs relating to your personal life?
99% of the time. So let me just say, and it's not just my life. Like, I write about my friends' situations and things like that. But so some of the songs that's going to be on my album, people going to be like, oh, they having problems in their marriage. No, we're not. It's just situations that's happened to me before that I write about. Like, it's just, I like to be relatable. And right. So I'm just writing about real stuff like that happens in real life and back when I was stupid and, you know.
Back when you were stupid.
Back when I was, no, I think everybody has a time period as far as in relationships, at least women. I can't speak for y'all, but where we've been.
Everybody
stupid.
Had a, everybody okay. Had a stupid past.
So.
Hey, so look, the reason why I asked you that is because your single, I Want You, mm-hmm. Right? Now, let me tell you something. When I first came across your page, first mm-hmm. of all, I think, I don't know if it was like an ad or something. I don't know what it was. Mm-hmm. I don't know how I came across your song. But when I came across it, you know, I started to bob in my head. I'm like, oh, this joint rock. So I'm going to play this song for y'all because this like, until I hear the rest of her songs or her album and stuff like that, y'all, this is my favorite song from her. I'm going to just let you know that right now. I'm going to let y'all know this right now. It's 12 a.m. I'm staring at the ceiling just thinking about what I'm going to do because I'm missing you. And I'm feeling kind of lonely trying to see if it's just in you that W.I. Love me right, love me man. So look, let me ask you this question.
Okay.
Where did the inspiration for that song come from?
So I was literally sitting on the couch one day. And so, you know, you have girl talk and stuff, and you talk to your friends. So it stemmed from a conversation that, you know, I had with one of my girlfriends or whatever. And they was like, well, you know, they basically wasn't getting satisfied, but because they don't say nothing. So I'm just like, listen, men are not mind readers. So you got to tell them, like, okay, this is what I want you to do, or this is what I want, or I want to come see you. Like, you know, a lot of women are kind of shy, believe it or not, in this day and time. They're still like, it's kind of like taboo to be like, the man always got to make the first move. It don't got to be like that.
It really don't.
You know, you just say what it is. And I really think men like that. You know, they're just like, okay, you know, I don't got to always initiate, you know, just say what you want, or, you know, come show me what you want to do.
Right. Now, let me ask you this. So you said you've been singing for 18 years, right?
Mm-hmm.
So have you ever performed and you got booze?
Never.
Never. See,
never.
You are gifted. See, this is how you this is how you know this is meant for you, because if you never got any booze, any hecklers, anybody that's, you know, threw something on the stage.
Never in my life. I think I would be devastated. Oh my God. I would be devastated. But that's never happened to me.
Yeah, I don't think nobody want to experience nothing like that. Because a lot of people probably wouldn't even be able to handle that.
No, I probably would not have. Like, no. Because I'm real sensitive, for real.
have you ever performed in a DMV?
Not by myself, no.
Okay.
No.
So how does that work? Like, how do you decide where you're going to perform at?
So it just depends on who reaches out to you. So I now have management that takes care of that. So through my website, because, you know, when you're a hungry musician, you get taken advantage of. And that was i.e. me. You know, just like people say they'll do this, or they'll bring you here, or, you know, if you want your song played, you got to pay this amount of money. And so I came up off a lot of money that it was just a waste. So if people have inquiries about booking me, they have to do it. Like, I've had several people reach out to me, like, through Instagram, and I'm just like, oh, I'm not allowed to do this. So if you, you know, have any inquiries, then I'll send them to the email that's attached to my website, and then my management will reach out to them.
How does that work? Like, how often are people reaching out to you to, like, bring you on a podcast, maybe collaborate with you on a song? Like, how often are you getting invitations to do something?
A lot. And I feel kind of bad. I actually had somebody reach out to me today because they sent something to my the email on my website. I hadn't got it because I don't manage it. So I'm like, I'm gonna make sure I listen to it, because I have somebody doing that for me. So I don't know if, you know, if they don't like it or what, because they don't tell me about it. So, you know, right. But I've had several people reach out to me, and it makes me feel good, because it's like, okay, maybe I do have something that, you know, that people will rock with, or they want to collab. I've had a lot of people, like, send me tracks and stuff, and
like producers.
Yeah.
Oh, there you go. Okay.
Yeah.
You popping.
And I'm not so, like I said, my husband is my producer, but I am 100% willing to work with, you know, anybody who reaches out, as long as it matches my sound.
Right.
I'm not the type of person that's just gonna jump on something just because I have to be proud of it, or I have to feel like, okay, this is me, or this will match well with me. So
right. Okay. Yeah. I mean, look, I was just, I would see, the reason why I asked is because, you know, sometimes even though I know I won't get a response, sometimes I reach out to people through Instagram. Sometimes I reach out to like big time people, like Kevin Hart or somebody, like try to.
Oh, they ain't managing them pages.
Hey, look. Try to DM them and try to get them. You know, even though you know it's just a try. You know, listen, I know if something happened, it happened, and it don't, you know. But the reason why I asked, because I was just curious, like, so you don't manage your, like, you don't manage all the time your, like, DMs and emails?
So I do. So I manage my Instagram, but if somebody wants to book me, like with you, you know, I'm like, okay, cool. But like, as far as like people reach out to me as far as podcasts all the time, I'm cool with that. But like, as far as booking me or anything like that, I have to send them to
like trying to my get management.
To get me to perform somewhere, because I don't have no answers for you. Okay. I tell everybody all I know how to do is sing. That's it. I can't dance. I can't do none of that. And they got a line dance to my song too. And I don't know how to do it.
Oh man. Somebody made a dance to your song?
Somebody made a dance to my song. Yes. And so I got video too of it. Oh, but my goodness. I'm like, I don't know how to do this.
Man, it gotta be something in you that make you feel like, damn, I really made it. Like when you see somebody making a dance to something you wrote, it's like, damn, I mean, woo. Like, not only do I got 10,000 to 15,000 streams, like, damn, you making dances to my songs now? Oh my God. Like,
and it's crazy, because in the grand scheme of things, 10,000 streams is not a lot. But for me, it's like a million to me. Oh, I'm just like, you know.
Let me wake up one morning and my podcast plays, say, 15,000. That's going to be a billion to me.
Listen, okay, that's what I'm saying. Like, but in the grand scheme of things, like, people like, that ain't a lot. But for me never to have released any music, I Want You is my second single. I did release my first single in March. It's called Falling in Love. It's a love song. But, you know, to have only two songs out and to have that many people rock with it that much to stream it 10,000 times and it hasn't even been a year, that's dope to me.
Man. And so how many streams does I Want You have individually?
Now, I don't know that number on Apple Music. I do know that number on Spotify. So
how many? Spotify.
On Spotify, it has 8,761, and then my other single, my very first single, it has like 6,000 something. So that's how I know, like, I'm at 15,000 streams. So, man,
that is crazy.
Yeah, I'm just like, if okay.
Oh my goodness, that's crazy. That is crazy. Yeah. Those are crazy numbers. And you don't even have a major record deal.
I don't have. When I say I've paid for everything myself, independently, I have come out of pocket. I've used my credit cards. I've been paying for and funding everything myself. Nobody has helped me do nothing. And I'm proud of that.
Man, listen, it goes to like people always say, you know, you have to invest in yourself.
Yeah.
Like when you try to do podcasting, like if you want to really do podcasting, if you want it to be legit and be swift and crisp and all that, you got to pay for equipment. You got to pay for a lot of stuff.
Yep.
Like even if you got to pay somebody to come on your show, like if you can afford it, you know, negotiate, whatever. You got to invest in yourself, because you can't do everything for free. If you want the best quality, if you want the best quality of the stuff that you put out, it got to sound right.
Yep. And that's one thing I will stress. I don't know if you're going to ask me this, but a few podcasts asked me, like, what would you say to up and coming artists that are just like you, like independent? What would you say to them? And I would say, don't cut corners. You got to spend money in order to make sure your stuff sounds right. Like, it costs a lot of money just like for the mixing and mastering of my songs, it was in the thousands, like just for those two songs. So you gotta spend money to make sure your stuff sound right, because if it doesn't sound professional, unfortunately, it's not gonna go nowhere. So I agree with you, you have to invest in yourself, like 100%.
Man, when I was told that, like when I first started podcast, because I started in like 2014, but I was never serious all the way. I started getting really serious last year.
Okay.
Last year, maybe around the summertime and stuff like that. But when I tell you, in 2014, I was using my phone.
Mm-hmm.
And I would pop it up on my dashboard in my car, just sit there and talk and all of that. But this time around, when I came back, man, I got microphones, boom arms, I got audio interfaces, I got all type of stuff. And then I done made a page for it. I started engaging with people, following other people who doing the same thing that I'm doing. So like with this, like that's why I say, like, if I ever had 15,000 plays on my episode, I'm telling y'all, I will lose my damn mind.
It's gonna happen.
The number one, because the highest play, my highest play episode has 100 plays.
Okay.
And then my second highest play episode got 94 plays. Mm-hmm. And everything else has like 80s and 70s and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
So like, see, this the thing though. See, this is why I say, like, you have to like really get serious and invest in yourself, because when I first started, I was sharing stuff like to people in my circle. Like I was getting like no more than 10 plays for stuff, mm-hmm. right? But when I started making Instagram and connecting with people all over the world,
mm-hmm.
especially people who doing the same stuff as me, then, you know, that's when numbers started rising, especially with networking and stuff.
Yeah.
Because I believe no matter what you do, whether you're making music, podcasting, you make skits, trying to be an actor or something like that, when you network and you put yourself out there and you communicate with people, your numbers will rise, whether it's views, plays, whatever, mm-hmm. streams, whatever it is, right?
Yeah. So like, go ahead, I'm sorry.
So, what I try to do, like I said, when I came across your page, you're a musician, you sing, you make music. So I was like, oh my goodness, it'll be interesting to interview her, because not only does she make dope music, like I see her, like I've read your bio and stuff like that, see where you came from and stuff. So I'm like, this is somebody who's like me, coming from somewhere, trying to make it somewhere, got goals and stuff like that. So I'm like, why not? Like, why not bring her on? That's why I like podcasting. Because it's a platform where you can either talk about, you know, give your opinion on things. Not only that, but you can, you know, talk with people, get to know them, they get to know you and all of that. So I love it.
Yeah. I was going to say, if you're not using ads for Instagram, I will say it is super duper expensive. But I feel like the reason why I got so many plays was for my Instagram ad. So I did an ad for I Want You, and I think right now it's at like 168,000 views, right? And then my other song that I did like back in January, that's like 35,000 views. And so I believe because of the advertising that I did on Instagram, that caused my numbers, the people to know about it. Like my followers, I want to say I grew like 3,000 followers in a month. And it's because of the ads. Like you gotta get out here. But Instagram ads is real expensive. I'm just gonna tell you.
Yeah, cause I be seeing it. Like sometimes when I normally don't boost my like my reels and my posts and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
But when I do, sometimes it be showing me I got like a little $10 credit and all this other stuff. I don't know, but I mean. Cause some like when I look at my insights on my page, yeah. and stuff, I reach a lot of profiles.
Yeah,
like I reach a lot of profiles. Like I made an Instagram reel about this. Like I think it was a reel where I said, like I reached 3,000 profiles, But I can count on one hand how many followed me. But I, then I was like, you know, this is not, that's not a time to be discouraged about, you know, saying your material. Mm-hmm. It just pushes you to try harder, because the point, the fact is, you reach that many. The fact that you reach that many is a good thing, but you just have to really put out the right material to get somebody to say, oh, follow, 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 you know?
Right.
So,
yeah.
So, you know, but so this is what I want you to do, Miss Darcy.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we're not going to hold you up. We know you got to perfect that album and get that album, get that album right for us, you know, so we can get you some more streams out here. But this I want you to do. I want you to tell the people, right, why they should download your album, get your album.
Well, I'm going to tell y'all. You're going to get a little bit of everything, like different topics, different things that I feel like at least one song you will relate to in your situation. And I like that. Like, I promise you, you're going to be like, oh, that happened to me. Or I know somebody that happened to. Or, you know, I feel this way. I feel like it's going to be a variety of different things for you to listen to. So whatever floats your boat. If you like love ballads, you'll get that. If you like a little ratchet, you'll get that. It's going to be like a smorgasbord of different type of styles, but Darcy style, if that makes sense.
Oh, so, yeah.
I think you should grab it. You should cop it. And then if while you waiting, go get I Want You and Falling in Love.
Oh, boom. Yeah. Man, look, let me tell you something. You ain't got to worry about that right here, because I'm definitely going to listen to your album. For real, for real. I might have to play the I Want You track like 3 times before I go listen to everything else.
And you that's okay. That? Like, everybody is rocking. I'm just like, oh, my God. Like, people are telling me, like, and I don't like this, but people are telling me, like, well, thanks for bringing real R&B back. And I'm just like, no, don't say that. Cause, Listen, I'm just like, I've had people tell me, like, and I had to tell her, I said, I appreciate that, but don't get me canceled before I even get started. This one
I don't think other people making comments can get you canceled. I think people getting canceled is from comments that they make themselves.
Well, that is
like
true.
If you come out the woodworks talking about, yeah, I'm bringing R&B back, they gonna be like, oh, wait a minute.
No, because R&B is not dead. Okay, y'all just listen to it, because it's plenty of R&B out here that's amazing. But I don't know what folks is going for. But I ain't bringing nothing back. I'm just trying to bring Darcy out. That's it. If you rock with it, then you rock with it. But
yeah. So let me ask you this. Is the album complete?
I'll say
about 70%. You said about 70%?
Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you.
Okay.
I said, so would you say the album is complete, or you still got to put some finishing touches on it?
Oh, no, we're like 75%. There's still songs that I got to write. Because we're trying to do, like, I was going to do an EP, but I said, hey, whatever, let's just do an album. So we're just trying to decipher what we want to be on it. Like, because I have a lot of different songs, but we want to make sure that we put the right ones out.
Okay. How many tracks you gonna have on your album?
We're looking at 9, between 9 and 10.
So it's like an EP? No?
No, EP is 7 to 8 songs. So once you hit 9, that's considered an album.
Okay. All right. So what's your favorite track on the album?
I'm gonna have to say it's the song called War.
War. Oh, I gotta hear this.
Yeah.
What's the inspiration behind that song? Let's give us a little teaser. What's the inspiration behind
that song? So this is actually from a previous relationship that I was in. I wrote this song a long time ago. But, you know, it's basically about you're in this relationship and you know it ain't gonna work, but you're just like, you know, it's like basically a battle with your mind and heart. So your heart is like, just stay. But your mind is like, sis, you know this ain't gonna work, so let's not waste time. So the song is literally about a battle between your heart and mind. Like, I don't know what I'm about to do.
Oh my goodness.
Yeah.
That's very good. That's very interesting.
Yeah.
That's very interesting. I can't wait to hear the album. You said January 22nd, right?
January 22nd, and that's my birthday. Hey.
Hey, now listen, y'all don't have no reason to forget her birthday, because she done reminded y'all about two or three times that her birthday was January 22nd and she in Aquarius. So if y'all forget her birthday, y'all wrong.
Don't forget my birthday, okay? It's my birthday.
Miss Darcy, listen, I want to thank you for coming on my platform. I'm glad we finally got it together, because we've been talking about this for almost a week and a half
now. Yeah, it was a rough time.
I definitely want to thank you for coming on my platform, allowing us to get to know you a little bit about your music, what you like, what you don't like, your favorites and all that. You know, hopefully when the album comes out, hopefully it's fire. It double and triples the number that you already have. So this is what I want you to do. I want you to throw out your social tags and all that. Tell the people where they can find you. Tell the people all of that good stuff.
All right, y'all. So y'all can find me on Instagram, Darcy, DOSSI_sings, SINGS, the regular way. Facebook, Darcy Sings. I also have a Facebook music page, and it's Darcy Music. And I do have a TikTok. I don't be on it, but y'all can go follow me there too. It's also Darcy Sings.
Oh, man. But yeah, man, y'all already know what this is. You know, catch me on Instagram, Real Talk with Tim. Twitter, RTWT Podcast. Snapchat, Real Talk with Tim. Catch me on TikTok as well, Real Talk with Tim Podcast. I'm trying to get on the TikTok wave myself. But yeah, y'all catch me on there too. Catch me on Good Pods too, y'all. Good Pods, download the Good Pods app. You can set up an account as a listener or a podcast or whatever it is. Y'all can catch me on there too. And I want to thank Miss Darcy again for coming to my platform, and thank y'all for listening again. Shout out to all my listeners. I love y'all.
All righty, Darcy out.